Gotham, a crazy podcast about DC, with your host E-Rock and PD. When we speak up, get your geeks up, cause you know you about to get geeked up. So sit back, relax, and get comfy. Lose your mind like Solomon Grundy, and listen to a show that won't be forgotten, coming straight out of Gotham.
Everybody, welcome to episode 4 of Straight Outta Gotham. I am co-host Peter Vera, along with co-host Eric Holzman, and Straight Outta Gotham is a proud member of the Batpod Network. We have some incredible news to talk about, Eric. This is our first ever back-to-back, as they call it in the NBA. You know, a home and home. So this is the first time we're doing that. So take the floor.
Yeah, man. We just released, literally, we're recording this on Wednesday night, and I just released the previous episode less than 24 hours ago. So this has been quite a day indeed, where we got some news about something we discussed on the last podcast, which I actually think is pretty cool. This is very topical now, so we can discuss it more in depth. Unfortunately, we do not have Ryan Lauer on this one, who was a gracious guest on the last one, who gave his opinion of what we're about to talk about.
No, this is just OGs only. OGs only today.
Yes, it's just the original two. It's just me and Pete on this one. And we wanted to record, obviously, because we heard the news today that the Zack Snyder Justice League cut, is happening, is indeed happening on HBO Max sometime in 2021. Zack Snyder gave us the news, the official news, on his Man of Steel watch party that he had today. First, I want to talk a little bit about that, because I caught it like in the middle and then I watched to the end when he released the news. So, Pete, just really quick first reaction, go.
My first reaction was like I enjoyed the Man of Steel commentary, to be really honest. Like, I like Man of Steel. I think Man of Steel is a cool movie. Look, I'm a person who likes Man of Steel and BVS, so like I'm all for this. You know, so I was pumped and I enjoyed that. And I had a work meeting, so I was in and out of like three parts, and we were texting amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. And Garrett goes, "Cavill's there. He's got a blue shirt. He looks ripped." And I'm like, okay, he's jabbing at me. You know, he's like, the one thing you think that's not going to happen, you know, it's like Cavill's there. I was like, wait, Corona, Cavill, Snyder, I'm so confused. What's going on? So like you had that going for you. So you're just kind of like, what? And then I thought I could pause the feed with the movie and I would just pick up where it left off so I can continue listening to his commentary after my work meeting. And it doesn't do that. It just goes live. So when it came back live, it went to, I think it was like, oh, I forget what scene it was. It was a scene of like Clark. And then I hit live and then there's Cavill with the mustache and the blue tank top. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's really happening. Like, what? He's really there. And I was listening to it. And I was watching it, and it was really good to see Henry and Zach talk and just, you know, about, you know, their trilogy, so to speak, and just their time as Superman, which is great because I really do enjoy Man of Steel from beginning to end. Third act, Pa Kent, I mean, Zod's necked, everything. Like, I will gladly defend Man of Steel any day of the week, but you know, then there was the Q&A with the fans, and that was cool just to get Zach's always good with his fans, so I got to give him credit with that. And then they dropped the title card, I guess you want to call it. And, you know, so there it is. So HBO Max, Zack Snyder's Justice League 2021. And as a fan of BVS and Justice League, of BVS and Man of Steel, I'm like, cool. Like, I get to see the finale of this, and someone who really loves. I mean, Eric, you give me crap all the time. I love Ben Affleck as Batman, you know, like even though it's like 1.5 movies of like quality Batman, you know, like I love his portrayal of Batman. So I'm pumped for that. So it's just like, okay, cool. Like, I'm glad he got his due and they should have just given this to this guy the first time around. It's kind of dumb that we had to do it this way. It's backwards, but if you can get 6 hours and tell this epic DC comic story, I'm all for it. You know, more Batman than Mary. I don't know how Matt Reeves and Pattinson feel about this. You know, I don't know if they're, it's just weird because it reminds me of like 08, like after Begins, and Nolan was like, we're not making Justice League Mortal. Or was it after Dark Knight? I forget what it was, and they didn't do it, but
I think it was after the Dark Knight.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, for my first reaction was, wow, that's pretty much what my reaction was, because as we know now, and if you're listening to this and you listen to our previous show, I was the one who said I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't think they'd put the investment into finishing this film that apparently is going to cost between 20 and 30 million to finish.
And it happened so soon. It's been 3 years, basically. Like, I expected it to be like at least 8 years, not a decade, but at least 8 years. It took the Donner Superman 2 cut like 26, so 20 some odd years. I didn't think it would take that long, but 3 years is remarkable. So kudos.
Yeah. I was sitting here and, I was working too, and I was working on a project I had to finish, and I'm going through all the stuff I'm working on, and I had it on the background. I had on the Zack Snyder Man of Steel thing on the background. So I noticed that they were at the part where they were doing the Q&A, and like you said, that was pretty cool. He's very good to his fans. The fans were asking him questions. They were asking Henry Cavill questions. And it was very cool to see, and it was an international fan base. Like, there were people from different parts of the world. So I thought that was pretty cool how it was very he did that and was being very gracious with the questions and answering. He pretty much answered everything during the watch party. So towards the end, it started to get a little strange, though. Like, him and Henry Cavill were kind of going back and forth, and you're like, what are they doing? And then Cavill says, well, I think you should. Someone says about showing his cut of Justice League, and Cavill goes, I think you should show it. And then Snyder goes, well, I can't show it now, but I can show you this. And then he shows the title card, and everyone on the screen in the, you know, the Zoom meeting that they were doing, where had everyone on screen. They were like, oh my God, they were all going crazy. I mean, from that part, as just being a human being and watching people get something that they've wanted for a while, that was very cool to see.
Yeah.
I thought, it's satisfying.
Like, good for these people. These people really wanted this movie. They're diehard fans of Zack Snyder. And they love Superman from, you know, the various ones you saw, the Superman shirts. And it's just like, cool. It's a cool moment for them. I love when fandom gets its due. You know, as fans, we put a lot of money and time and effort into our superheroes. And for them to have that moment, that was awesome. So good for those guys. Totally kind of jealous.
Yeah, and I like that he did it after with a Man of Steel watch party, more so than doing a BVS. Or I know he did that one not that long ago.
He's good to his fans. He really is.
Yeah. So, but I like that they did it with Man of Steel. I think it was awesome that Cavill was there. But when he showed up, I think that was kind of like, okay, something bigger is happening here. Because I can't imagine he would have just been on some random watch party going on in the middle of May.
It almost seemed for a little while that Cavill and Snyder weren't always on the same page. You know, like, even like in the Q&A at some point, like, Cavill said he was kind of displeased with how the trilogy ended up turning out. You know, with his portrayal of Superman. And, like, that's something Cavill's always said. So, like, people weren't always sure how to, like, take that between him and Snyder. So, whatever. I mean, take it for what it's worth. They're together. They announced the Zack Snyder Justice League cut. And here you go.
Well, that's common for actors. Not so much common, but it's not uncommon for actors not to completely love the character arc that they're performing. Mark Hamill have it famously... with The Last Jedi, he famously had said he didn't think that was the right portrayal for the Luke Skywalker character. So we've seen this before recently. So when Cavill started saying things like that, I was kind of like, all right, it's not uncommon for an actor to not like the arc. But yeah, this announcement was just, again, like I said, we just spoke about this and I did not expect it to happen today. We recorded the last one on Sunday and then we get this news today. So
this happened. This was like, is the last show null and void? Like, do we even air it?
Well, no, I actually think it's good. I think it's good that we did the episode. I think it's good that we got our opinions out before we had news that it was coming out. You know, people knew where we stood. And again, I'm the one who said it wasn't going to happen, so I will eat the crow if I need to eat the crow. And as I said on the other podcast as well, Although this wasn't something I was longing for or I necessarily needed to happen, I am extremely happy for the people involved who wanted this so badly and had been supporting this cause for so long. I'm glad they're getting their movie, specifically the ones who did it with respect and I'll say honor, people who just wanted to see this cut of the film, the cut that we were initially promised. Like, let's be honest, that's the cut we were initially promised.
Basically the trailer, anything from the trailer. Yeah.
Right, the first trailer, yes. The very first Comic-Con trailer that we got, yes. That one. So, congrats to all of them. I mean, that should probably be the first thing. And you said it, so I'll just follow you up on that one. Congrats to all of them. But, so now I guess it's moving to the point of what do we think we're going to get? Right, like what are they going to, where are they going to go with, where is he going to go now? He has, obviously they're behind him. He has the right to finish it. What are we going to get? Are we going to get the exact cut that he has now with no enhancements, nothing added? Or are we going to get added scenes? Do the actors come back at all? Are there reshoots? There's a bunch of information now that we're going to have to speculate on. And it could change over time between now and the time that they start shooting. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you think we're going to get?
I think we're going to get everything that he shot. So, and he's notorious for shooting everything he draws. He always says that. And he's said that multiple times on social media. So I think we get, you know, his movie. I think he shot all of it. I just think he's got to edit it, add some special effects, and shoot his Martian Manhunter scene. And I think we're going to get the Zack Snyder Justice League. You know, we'll get before we even get like the Zack Snyder's Justice League, we're getting the director's cut. You know, it's kind of funny, but it's like, because this is going to be long as hell because he's going to have, which is fine, which is cool. Cause I'm sure like every movie overshoots, you know, and there's stuff that always gets left on the cutting room floor.
Always. I mean, even the cut that we got, right?
Like, I mean, I think about it. It's like, I think there's a lot of Flash stuff that was cut from that movie. Iris West, there was a lot of early, like young Barry Allen, not young, but maybe more like naive. I feel like I feel like Ezra Miller's portrayal is going to be totally different. Actually, I think his portrayal overall is going to be completely different. Whereas like, I think Cyborg stuff will be similar. It'll just be expanded upon, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's all the Batman and Alfred stuff. And I'm excited to see what Snyder shot in Atlantis, because his Atlanteans look totally different than James Wan's Atlanteans, which is fine. It doesn't bother me because, like, I don't care. I'm a fan. Like, artists draw characters differently all the time. I'm not going to complain about Atlantean, like, army soldiers protecting a mother box in one movie and then seeing, like, the red and the white soldiers in James Wan's movie. I'm not going to complain about that. But it'll be interesting to see how he shot it, you know, because apparently Volko was way more active and involved in Justice League than the theatrical cut and Mara wasn't. So it's cool to see what would happen. I'm excited to see who these Green Lanterns are, you know, Green Lantern scene shot. So the history lesson scene, I'm excited to see that. That's what's like open the movie. I'm excited to see the differences, you know. It's just, I think it's going to be a totally different film, really. And it's going to be cool to see what they recycled CGI wise and just kind of like changed, you know. I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a fun little, you know, film experiment, just seeing, you know, film by committee versus, and it's, you know, supposed to be the same movie, but one's going to be, you know, 4 hours long. So,
well, no, I mean, that's why it's there. Yeah. The rumors are that it's either supposed to be this one movie or they're going to stretch it out into six, like six episode miniseries type deal, which I think if they're going to expand more on the characters and do more character building, which is what has been said, then I think we're going to get the longer six episode cut of, or it's going to be in the six episode format, not going to be in the film format. I also think he's going to add some stuff if he can. We were talking before we went live and I told you, you know, he's had 3 years now to hear feedback on whoever saw his cut of the film. Not to mention, he has 3 years of feedback on the film that we actually got. So anything that was said, maybe that he liked from the theatrical cut, or maybe things that he
there's nothing from the theatrical cut he likes. Stop. He's never seen it, but
he's never seen it. So he says, I'm not so sure. I believe that.
The only things from the theatrical cut he likes are probably the things he shot, and I think all that is probably just the history lesson scene.
He says a quarter. We got a quarter of the movie he shot.
Yeah, the stuff in Gotham Harbor. Probably some stuff with Gordon.
So I don't know. I don't know where they're going, what he's going to do, what he's been allowed to do. I kind of, if they're going to build out more of the characters, then I'm sure, like we know, you said it's going to be the Flash stuff that he shot, maybe a little bit more of that. We'll get more from Cyborg because, let's be honest, of the five members, right? There's five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those two were the only ones that we really didn't have.
No, Cyborg's the heart of the movie, remember? That's something he's always said. So, like, he's got to be a huge part of the plot. And there's, like, I mean, I'm excited to see the stuff in the graveyard and Steppenwolf with Cyborg's dad, Dr. Silestone. And, you know, there's a lot. I mean, look, there's been 3 years of him hyping up how amazing his movie is. I want to see if it actually stands up. You know,
yeah,
I'm gonna feel bad if this bombs and it's not as, imagine if after all this it's not as good as the theatrical cut.
Well, if you go by what we initially heard, about it, I would tend to lean towards that direction.
But then again, like I like Man of Steel and BVS, so like how would I not like this? So it's like, I don't know, like unless he goes absolutely insane. You know, but then it's like, I really like Rob Zombie's Halloween 1, but his Halloween 2 is horrible. So it's like, there's a big drastic thing there, and it's the same cast crew, you know, same director. So
there's, well, yeah, you know, I mean, there's plenty of movies that, there's plenty of movies that we get where you like the original, you don't like the sequel. Yeah. I mean, hello, Speed. You know, yeah.
But like, you know, was that same, that wasn't the same director, same writer. That was kind of like, Speed was like a kind of like, oh, this is hot, let's get rich quick. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, and then 2 was just terrible. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it happens in movies. It's not like, you know, everything follows the quality
standard. Franchises go bad, right?
Yes, franchises, that's why they end.
Yeah,
so. So that's why we don't always have the continuations. But no, this, I personally think that we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have more. I think there's going to be more than what he shot already. So, how he does that, I don't know, because are the actors involved? How much are they involved? Is it just voiceover stuff? You know, they're just going to hop in and finish up their or redo their vocal parts from the already shot footage?
Yeah. With the way things go with this thing, I have no idea. Anything's possible at this point. I'll tell you what, though, I will be upset if Zack Snyder's just like comes out and it just kills and it really is epic and awesome. We all love it. I'm going to be really pissed I never got that Rick Famuyiwa Flash movie. You know, like.
Yeah, and not to go off on a tangent.
The domino effect of like why canceling that version of the DCEU at that stage, you know, has huge domino ripple effects, you know, like.
Yeah. Yep. Obviously, we didn't get that Affleck solo film.
And Affleck, there you go. Like the 800-pound elephant in the room, the whole Affleck situation again. It's like, I love Affleck as Batman. I'm pumped that I get another movie out of this. You know, and I'm hoping it's, you know, a better movie and a better Batman, but, you know, that's going to open up a whole new can of worms.
Well, I think a lot of the what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the plot points. I think a lot of the plot points we got in the theatrical cut for Justice League with Batman being down and kind of upset and taking the blame for what happened to Superman. I think we're going to have that running through this movie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that part's going to change. I just, maybe the performance, maybe Affleck was a little more invested at the time and his performance will show it better.
I mean, at the core, the two movies are basically the same in terms of like, what is that's like the world, new gods, blah, blah. It basically the bear down basics, the Justice League coming together to defeat what is this world invasion, right? That's basically what the movie's about. You know, but basically Warner Brothers went in there and cut out all the grandeur and kind of basically cut, quote unquote, cut the fat to get like a 2-hour movie. And so they got their bonuses, like whatever. So like, but it's like, I'm down to see this whole grand and epic, like just scale event, especially, you know, whatever this HBO Max thing is. And if it comes out weekly, monthly or whatever, I'm down for one solid viewing, and I would totally buy a Blu-ray if it was available. So.
Yeah, I obviously the intrigue is there. You know, you've been hearing about this. We've been hearing about this cut now, like you said, for the last 3 years. So obviously the intrigue is there on all of our parts. And since we love these characters, yeah, you're going to watch it. I kind of wish this happened under different circumstances, but it is what it is at this point. You know, the fans pushed for this and they're getting it, which
I still can't wait for the documentary on this movie.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah. Like, rest in peace to the great John Schnepp. His, The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened. Mm-hmm. An epic, epic, epic documentary that, you know, if you're a fan of just comic book movies, you have to watch, because Superman Lives was, it was something else. And it's just, I hope someday that someone gets inspired enough to make a documentary that of that quality for just Justice League, these Justice League movies. Because
it definitely deserves one.
I would love to know how this sausage was made. Then how we just get this out in the first place.
Well, yeah, that will be, I'm pretty sure that will be revealed over time. We'll get all the backstory.
It's going to come out a lot faster than you think, because it's taken less than 3 years for the Snyder Cut to actually, you know, there you go. It's out. We're ready. It's real. It's coming. We're doing it. So expect that, I think, in another 3 years.
Well, I that's been kind of one of the misconceptions that I think people have about people who weren't exactly supporting this originally, was that we didn't think that the cut existed. I don't think anyone ever thought that the cut didn't exist. We knew what didn't exist was a finished cut. I think that's what people said, that doesn't exist. Yeah, like there wasn't a completed version of this film. Clearly it's not. They're putting $30 million to finish it now. So that's one of the things that has always bugged me during this whole process. I just wanted to put that out there, that I think, you know, I always said whatever's there is not finished. So that's clearly you're acknowledging that there's something there.
But, I definitely thought he shot all of it, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Yeah. I'd say going back to it, it's like I'm shocked at how much Josh Whedon shot to basically remake that whole movie.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
It's so mind-boggling, just the overall expense this movie has ended up costing. Like, just because they didn't just let the first version of it come out. It's just like, all these decisions just seem so stupid to me.
And now that we know a little more, like, you know, shout out to Joss Whedon, man. He was able to take whatever he had to take and formulate it into something that,
He took somebody else's movie and basically inserted scenes of his own because he was told to.
Yeah, like they wanted a specific version of the film, and he delivered on that version of the film that they asked for, that the studio asked for. And
we need a cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon for 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the legacy that's become the theatrical cut for most people. Some people just downright hate it. I think it's disrespectful to the characters. Me personally, I've always, from the beginning, from the first time I saw it, and then I saw the second time I saw it was with you, actually, at the Batman on Film Watch Party. But from the beginning, I remember telling you it's really not that bad. Like, I remember telling you it's not great.
Yeah.
But
when it comes to the theatrical cut of Justice League, it is up there with Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, and let's say Batman 66 in the animated series, the Batman in the animated series. The second one,
right.
Like it's one of those ways I will introduce a young individual. Let's say my son, my nephew, niece, nephew, daughter, son, whoever they are, to the character. It's just something I would. It serves its purpose, you know, especially as like a live action movie, which is weird, you know, because it's like I have this version of Batman Returns that a child can watch, and then there's this real version that, like, it's like, this is the real, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I could take something so crazy, because, like, you can't really show a kid BVS. It's a little, so, you know, but it's just cool that, like, you know, there is a and it's like the multiverse again lives on of DC Comics, like another Earth where that Justice League somehow happens, and there was this time for, and so it's like this weird little like DC like summer blockbuster 12 issue mega hit that they're going to run, and it's a new thing that they're releasing, and it's the multiverse, and it's just funny that all these things, but as a comic book fan you realize that, and it's just that's the entertaining part. But
I mean, it's, you know,
it serves its purpose as a kid friendly movie.
Yeah, I mean, we have a multiverse on television with the CW, right? You have the CW, you know, those shows
that
are
multiverse.
All,
you know, like every mother's been on that show.
So yeah, like, but which one now? Which one is?
Yeah, like, you're gonna have like fanboys breaking down theories of like, so this is where the time frame broke, and this is like, this is Whedon, this is Justice League, and then this is Snyder League. You know, like that one moment, and they're going to be like dissecting it down, that, which I would love to. I'd love for them to do the hard thinking on that and find out where that moment in time, where they split into the two different universes. So
that's
part something.
Yeah, that's going to be. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be obviously.
You could tie in Watchmen from, like, you know, like, and Zach can just back to one.
See, now you're going crazy. Now you're.
But does he do that because Doomsday Clock's written by Geoff Johns, right? So. Like, does he want to, like, do
something? No. Geoff Johns is not a popular person. Don't forget that. He's so not popular.
Would he be interested in trying to top Geoff Johns with his own live-action Doomsday Clock? I don't know.
Oh.
As a fan, you can only hope, because you're like, this exposure to these characters is good. Let's get it out there. Let's make them as popular as possible. This way they never go away.
So they say 2021, but they don't give an exact time frame. Do you have any guess as when do you think in 2021 we'll get this?
6 months before the Batman. It ends 6 months before the Batman. I think they give the Batman at least 6 months.
So then you're telling me that this is going to be out early next year?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he's shooting a lot. I think he's editing and putting his graphics packages together. And I think he'll shoot his Swanwick stuff, which is part of his graphic stuff. And I think that'll be his assembled cut. But I think he has all the footage. I just think he has to put the time in to put it together, which should be coming up soon, because it seems like he's been doing that while he's been doing Army of the Dead. He's been multitasking. I don't think this guy sleeps.
He looked a little rough. He did look a little rough.
That's quarantine life now. So it's like, I feel like he's been simultaneously editing two movies.
That's true. No, that's true. It's a good point.
But, I think he's got it all shot. I think he has all his footage. I just think he's got to put it together. And I think he's just got to shoot the Swanwick stuff. That's it.
Okay, so we haven't touched on one thing, which I think is going to be the biggest question from this. So it comes out, it finishes. Now, we know this was supposed to be a two-part film. And as far as we know, this was only one part one. So this comes out, it finishes. What then? And what do you think the response will be from the fans?
I think this will be very similar to any DC animated movie that is released early on, like DC Universe, where fans get really pumped up and fans get excited, but I don't think the general audience really cares that much. I don't.
But this, okay, but clearly.
I think this is something for the fans. Like, the fans care. I think you'll get your money from your fan base, but I don't think this is going to make or break records or anything. I just, the fans are getting their money, and I just, you know. I feel like that's where it'll go. I don't think this is going to become like a juggernaut.
Let's just break this down logically, though, right? Let's just put this out there. I'm going to put it out there right now because we both know it's true, and people might argue with us on it, but I don't care. If not for HBO Max coming out, we don't get this movie. We don't get the Snyder Cut.
Yeah,
this was never going to be re-released theatrically, right? So the reason why this is happening as well is because of the Snyder Cut movement. Release the Snyder Cut.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have this movie. They got it. It's coming out. Again, like I said before, it's only supposed to be part one. It comes out. It's great. People love it. We want part two.
I don't think a lot of people are going to see it. I don't think it's going to be like, but
No. I'm talking about the people with the release of Snyder Cut movement got their movie now. It's coming. We're getting it.
Yeah.
This ends. It's good. Now they're like, we want the second half. We want to see more.
Well, you'll see the air cut. The air cut will be the next one. No, seriously. Like, I don't. Here's the thing. Like, I don't think that the general audience is going to flock to this Snyder Justice League movie. I think it's a fan based thing, and they're going to get people's $14.99 for HBO Max, and that's cool and whatever because there's nothing else around. So whatever. You want somebody's $50, you got it. But I think you'll get that. But I don't think you're going to get anybody else in that because I think unless you're not going to release this on Blu-ray and DVD. So then it's only there. So the only place you can watch it, so only the diehard of diehard Zack Snyder fans are just going to keep HBO Max for this cut of the movie. Someone's eventually going to rip it and make it a Blu-ray anyway. I don't know. But the next thing is they'll want the air cut. And to be honest, I kind of would be more interested in that than Justice League just because I want to see more Jared Leto's Joker.
You still haven't answered my question, but I'll answer it. I don't think we're going to get the part two.
No.
Now, I've been wrong. Obviously, I was wrong about this happening, so I could be wrong again. But if it's good and it ends, there's going to be a push for them to do more with this. Then you're talking about, okay, now you have to recast everybody. Because if you're going to do this, because the ones in the movies, Godot, Momoa, they're not going to come back to do the show. I would be shocked if they did that. So now you're recasting those. It's not
going to be an
ongoing show. What?
It's not going to be an ongoing show. I think.
But that's what I mean. But that's the point you're missing. You're saying that yes, right now it's not planned to be an ongoing show. But what if it's successful? And what if they want more? And what if it's not finished? The story arc is not finished.
Then they make more movies. They'll make Momoa and Godot are going to get their solo movies. You're talking about a Justice League 2?
Yes.
I don't think you're going to get Justice League 2. And if you do, it'll be – if he gets a Justice League 2 out of this, God bless him. Then I think it'll be a Warner Brothers production. I don't think Warner Brothers wants to put their time and effort into making this movie. I think Warner Brothers has said, hey, AT&T, okay, you're in charge. You're saying this is a go for HBO. This is a loss for us. We don't want to put any more into this. This movie lost us big time. AT&T says, okay, we have this content. HBO, you want this? HBO's like, okay, we'll do it. We'll give them this $35 million and we'll make the movie. So that's it. It's like daddy said, okay, I'm going to give this to your brother to play with and he's going to do it on his own. And that's kind of what it is. I think Warner Brothers just took it as an L and they passed it off to somebody else to make because they're just tired of it.
Okay, so in light of that, in light of you saying that, this is another thought, then this is another...
But if it's successful, I can see Zack Snyder making a Warner Brothers Justice League 2 because AT&T will probably think they can make more money off of that. It's all about cash.
Of course it is. It's always... You always have to follow the money. No matter what, always in life, as you know, you follow the money.
If this movie is a hit, we'll see Justice League 2 in theaters and not on HBO Max. I'll say that. But I don't think we're getting Justice League 2 out of it.
This is what I think is going to happen.
Because how do you...
I think it's going to come out. I think it's going to be good. Not great, but I think it'll be good. And I think the people who wanted it to come out are going to say it's good. There's going to be pressure for them to do something else. Now they'll do one of two things. They'll extend the story and do a couple more episodes and then end it as one for one season. And that's it. That was Zack Snyder's Justice League. Or... like I said before, they completely recast and they do a second season. And it's not a movie.
They recast.
It's just a second season of the show.
Maybe he makes a... I don't think he gets a second season of a show. I think if it's successful, he'll get a second film. But if they ever did a show, I think it would probably revolve somewhere around Ray Fisher. Because he's probably the least active. Movies. He's got his Netflix TV shows. Godot is walking goddess on earth. She's doing whatever it is she's doing. I don't know. What's this mean for Andy Muschietti's Flash? Is he following, does he talk to Snyder? What does that mean? Or is he following the events of, weird swimming Barry Allen?
I think he has free reign to do what he wants.
And then there's another that creates another rift in the multiverse because Iris West is getting recast in Muschietti, Ezra Miller's Flash movie, and then Kelsey Clemons is in Zack Snyder's Justice League as Iris West, who is going to be in Rick Famuyiwa's a Flash Cyborg movie. So it's the multiverse.
Okay, you're really going too deep right now. You just need to pull yourself back a little bit. Just reel it back in. because I think you're reaching a little too far right now.
To quote Edward Nygma, too many questions.
Literally, it's like that scene in Justice League where Wonder Woman can't reach her sword and the Flash comes and pushes it towards her. You're Wonder Woman right now, reaching for the sword. You're not quite grasping it. So I got to pull you back in a little bit. I'm going to pull you back because you're going a little bit too far out there. If they were going to continue on, she would be recast. No one would care. Because I think the whole cast is going to be, would be recast if they did something after this version of,
I don't know, what we're going to get. What's Affleck doing? Is he making movies? Why can't he just keep being
Batman? You're really going to bring up that question? We already know the answer to that question.
But these are the questions people are going to ask. These are the things we're going to have to deal
exactly.
with. And while I'm excited for the Snyder Cut, these are the things they're just going to have to deal with. And these are things that we thought were put to bed after, you know, Reeves cast Pattinson. Excuse me.
Exactly. But. Exactly. Which is that, and that's the element I keep talking about, the fan element side, because they're a big part of this. And yeah, all the releases we heard today afterwards were pointed towards the fans, the release of the Snyder Cut movement. It was like, oh, you guys are so passionate, so we decided to give you what you wanted. Every single thing from the studio was that. So now you're giving them, you're saying, you wanted this, here it comes. So what's to stop them, like I said, for next year, if this comes out, it's good, and then they want more. We want it finished. What happens?
They're going to demand the Erica. The next thing is the Erica. It is. I'm telling you, they're already talking about it on Twitter.
Going on the Erica. I want to see that too.
It's the next thing because it's simple to do because it's the same exact thing. If in fact, I think he's actually got an actual cut of his movie that he did test that is finished. So I think it's even simpler than this. I don't think there's any money to put into the original David Ayer cut. I think it's a fact of actually just re-releasing it. You know, whatever.
Well, it's less of a spectacle.
And Ayer's pushing for it, too, because he released some Joker stuff on Twitter today. On a piano. And he was all over Zack Snyder, which he's been. They've kind of been like brothers in arms about this with Zack leading the charge. You know, I think the Ayer cut is the next thing. It just is. And then after the Ayer cut, you will get I Want Ben Affleck's Batman. That's the next thing coming. And then it's like, well, I want Ben Affleck's Batman on HBO Max. And it's like, well, you did that with the Snyder Cut. Why can't you do that with Ben Affleck's Batman? It's like, well, here he is.
Because Ben Affleck doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, there's also that too. But it's like, yeah, well, you know, this guy left all this cool stuff for us to play with. Now we're going to put it all together.
That's kind of a big part of it happening is the actor. They're not saying they want that Batman to continue. You're saying you want Ben Affleck to continue.
Dude, what if this like sparks a fire under Affleck and he's like, okay, yeah, Snyder Cut, you guys love this? Okay, well, I could do this. You know, like what if this does? And then eventually we go off like every year between a Reeves Batman and an Affleck Batman.
Again, I gotta stop you here. Gotta pull you back.
I'm just saying, it could happen.
Come back in.
What if they let Reeves finish out his movie? They're like, Ben, you want to do this? He's like, yeah, no, I can do this. This great age Batman thing, I could totally do this. Like, and then Ben Affleck comes back. You know, it's something that Val deserves as well. Val never got a second shot. Well, thankfully, Jesus. He wasn't in Batman.
Now you're really going off the rails.
Right Val now. Deserved a second
runaway shot. Train. Here we go.
Yeah, well.
The only way Affleck comes back is if they give him a boatload of money and let him do it. Let him write it, everything, again. That's the only way he comes back.
What if Affleck writes Batman Beyond and is Bruce Wayne? Like, later in life. How great would that be? Because we're all dying for Keaton to be old man Wayne. What if Affleck does it?
I'm getting to the point where I'm at a loss for words. There's no help. There's no way to save you. Save you from yourself. I'm trying to. But you're not giving me much.
I gave you enough. I gave you all I got. That was a good
So to bring us back to the actual point of this episode, after 3 years, obviously, I mean, this happened today. And it's, you know, it is, I will say, it has sparked, given energy to the community.
I feel like no one's really at each other because now it's like, yes, this is real. This is happening. And everyone's like, okay, cool. And it's just like, oh, this is another movie for us to watch. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, right. At the very least is we're getting another movie with Batman in it and with all these characters that we love. And that's, at the very least, we're getting that. And for the people who weren't so supportive of it, the people who weren't as supportive of this, from what I've seen, most of them so far have been pretty gracious. Like, well, we were wrong. I'm one of them. I was wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. I was wrong. This movie is coming, or whatever format it comes in, movie, show, it's coming. So I guess I'm on for, along for the ride now. Let's see what happens.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. 2021, live action Batman, two of them. I'm pumped. I told you, it feels like 2016 between Suicide Squad and BVS, you know. Yeah. And there's a lot in there. I mean, I'm pumped. And as someone who really, 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 you know, shout out Ryan Lauer, loves BVS. Like, I'm sorry, you know, Doomsday looked great. Hashtag Rick Shu, you know, like. I am pumped to see the conclusion. I think finally I get to, you know, Lois is the key. The dirt rise,
yeah.
BVS,
yep.
You know, just all that stuff. And, you know, I've mentioned this with Ryan Haas numerous times where he's mentioned to me. It's just like BVS it almost feels undone because everything they set up never hit because they changed Justice League so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, it's all going to hit, and I'm excited to see what it is, you know, and I am. And look, I love Zack Snyder movies, man. I love Dawn of the Dead. I love 300. The only ones I haven't seen are the Owl one and Sucker Punch, but I've seen the rest of them, you know?
The Owl one's not bad. I actually kind of like that one.
But that's it. I'm pumped. I like the guy. I'm a fan of the guy. I got a little probably jaded by some of his online behavior at times, but whatever. Who the hell am I to judge? But, you know, I'm all for this. Like, let's see this movie. I'm pumped.
This is I think that's again.
Like, you know, which is cool because this pandemic sucks. So anything to make me feel good.
The part you brought up about getting the answers to the dream sequences, I think that for me at least might help me. I don't want to say appreciate BVS more, but understand it more. Because from my point of view, they are completely useless. There's no need for them to be in the movie.
There's no whatsoever. Payoff.
That's what I just said. So if we get a payoff now, boom. Those will at least make sense.
Connects. Yeah, I'm all for it. Like, let's go. I want to see it.
So that's the one thing that right now I'm looking at as a very cool part of this. This news today that I'm going to get some answers to what the heck both dream sequences meant.
Yeah.
I kind of have a feeling about the kryptonite, the fake kryptonite stealing one, and where Batman's fighting all the parademons. That one.
Great scene. I love that scene.
Yeah. I kind of have an idea of what that one, how that one's going to be. What that's going to pay off as. But
Eisenberg is Lex Luthor. Well, I really enjoyed his portrayal of Lex. I did. So shoot me, screw me. You know, whatever the hell. You guys don't get mad at me. I enjoyed it.
Well, you saw Joe Manganiello post.
Yeah.
We're going to get to see the original end credit scene.
Yeah, you when Black Manta pops out of the water. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of wish.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be.
I don't know.
But that was one thing I was really interested in for the Affleck movie, was seeing Deathstroke.
Yeah. But, and then Deathstroke leading into Justice League 2, forming the Injustice League or whatever.
Legion of Doom.
Whatever you want to call them. That would be cool. Whatever. You know, I'm just really excited. But, well, whatever.
You said whatever, like.
I don't know. Whatever.
50 times in the past 5 minutes?
Hey, Scaramouche. Hey. Who's that?
So, I guess, like I said, we're going to have to see. We're going to have to see how this ends now. We know it's coming. We have probably about 4 or 5 months of chitter chatter about stuff going on and what's going on with the production. And you think early next year we're going to get it. I think that's probably a good guess. Maybe the summer, but
space between that and the Batman.
I don't know. It might be good.
I don't know how much space, but just give enough space for people to shift gears. That's all I'm saying. I think they'll do that. I don't know. Whatever. 51.
And I am going to be interested to see the GA, the general audience, how they approach this. Because most general audience members do have people like us who like it more than like these things more than they do. So if we see the first two episodes or whatever we get, we're like, oh wow, this is very, looks like it's going to be promising. They might follow suit, and then, you know, things look better for the future of whatever this is going to be. So that's another angle that I'm interested to see how the general audience responds once we finally get this. But we have time for that, obviously, to come out. So what else? Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, no, man. I mean, I'm just kind of – I'm glad all the drama's over and it's just getting made and we could all be friendly on Twitter again.
Well, that's something I hope. I do hope that no matter what side of the aisle you fell on, now that we have this news, you can just reconcile the feelings within yourself and just go back to being.
We can go back to arguing about Spider-Man 3, Crystal Skull.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 3, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. What else? Godfather Part 3.
Pick a Star Wars movie, any Star Wars movie.
And just talk to Rick Hsu. You know,
we can go back to, yes, we go back to arguing about other things, not DC related.
Dark Knight Rises, we can always, Justin's always good for an argument about that.
Yes, that's true. We can always rehash that one for the 7 billionth time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, good for Zach. He got screwed and he's finally getting his due. So,
yep.
Good job, man. You fought, you won. Congrats, bro.
Yep.
I look forward to seeing it. I do. I just, there's nothing else you really can say. I look forward. I'm glad we got two movies out of this one Justice League movie, you know, whatever we got here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. It's a weird way to go about it. I love finding out more and more information on it.
Yep, that's really where I'm at too. I want to see now. That's the intrigue for me. What's going to happen? Is he going, like I said, is he going to add more? Is he just going to shoot what he has and finish it? Are we going to get any more character development? Are we going to get any more, you know, different plot lines? You know, are we going to get any of that?
If the fine folks at HBO Max and AT&T are listening, the Red Diary edition of Batman Forever, I would like to see. The Josh Trank cut of Fantastic Four that came out recently. There's the Air cut. I'd love to see that. The Lord and Miller cut of Solo. Is that the director of Solo? I'd love to see that as well.
They got to talk to Disney for that.
Okay. I mean, whatever. Can't somebody talk to somebody? Is there anything else? Is there anything you want to see?
No, I mean, you covered it. The Air cut is on top of my list. So I'd love to see the Air cut of Suicide Squad. I could go on for a long time about how disappointed I was when I got, not that I like it more than most people, but I was disappointed because it wasn't what I thought I was getting.
But a lot of it's due to Harley Quinn and Boomerang. I love Boomerang. Yeah, no, I'd love to see what David Ayer had up his sleeve. I think that's just the next thing. If, like I said, I feel like it's almost even more simple to do than it was for the Snyder cut because I feel like Zach kind of got relieved of duty before he could actually finish, whereas Ayer, I think, was finished and they made him change everything. So I think it'd be great.
Yep. I think that's true. I think he was done and then they were like, well, we need to lighten this up a bit.
Curveball. So,
yeah, that's probably the one that I would,
yeah,
I'd like to see. So, and who knows, maybe we'll get it now. I don't think we're going to be, people is going to be as vocal about it, but maybe we'll get it because he drops hints and he's a lot more playful.
He is. I like David Ayer's movies. I like all of them.
Okay.
You know, from Training Day to, what did he do? Was it SWAT?
Well, he wrote Training Day. He wasn't director.
Yeah. What's it called? Bright was cool.
What's the one he did? Fury?
Yeah, Fury.
Yeah.
That war movie was great.
That's
another one. He did that Jake Gyllenhaal cop movie with what's his name?
Yep, I know. I forget the name of it, but yeah. Yes. What's his name from? What's the guy's name from Ant-Man?
Yeah. What's his name?
Is it Rodriguez?
Michael Pena?
Michael Pena, that's it.
Yeah, that movie was crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
So. It's just always going off on a tangent now, guys.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, it's Snyder Day. What are you going to do?
So, yeah, and we're talking about Air now.
Domino effect, bro. Domino effect.
Yeah, so that's it. You know, we're pretty much like I said.
What do you got to plug? Anything to plug?
No, I don't have anything to plug at the moment except check out Straight Outta Gotham Episode 3, which just dropped, like I said, less than 24 hours ago. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify. I tweeted out our Podbean link too, so you can find it out. You can just go directly to the source for Podbean and listen to it there. You know, you can always check me at FinalE33 on Twitter and Instagram as well. So if you guys want to reach me social media wise, either of those places, you can also check out the show at, you're going to have to do the Twitter handle. I forget.
@_O_G.
Yes. There we go. I'll get it eventually. It'll be in my brain eventually, but that's it. And you could, hit up the show there. What about you?
Nothing really. Let's talk about this. I'd love to get into detail about Barry Allen. I'd love to talk more about Cyborg and how he fits in and just the difference between him and the Titans and him and the Justice League. There's lots of stuff to talk about. Great stuff to talk about. So lots of cool stuff.
And where can they talk with you?
You can find me at Pete Illustrated on Vero, Instagram, Twitter, and all forms of social media. One name, one person, lots of opinions.
You just talked about yourself in the third person, and I guess that's a good place to end. So everyone, for Pete Vera, I am Eric Holzman. Thank you once again for listening to Straight Outta Gotham, and we'll see you next time.